Okay, I have a very special guest today. I am in Chattanooga, Tennessee for a very good reason. I'll start with this. Why would this truck be in Tennessee right now? I live all the way in Texas. Why on earth would I drive all the way to Chattanooga, Tennessee? And the reason why is because I have a very special guest today, and his name is G from Test Bros.
What's up? Aha.
How you doing, man?
Great, man. How are you?
Good, good. So the reason why I came down here is I'm finally getting my Cybertruck wrapped, and G is one of the most recommended folks out there in wrapping trucks, wrapping Teslas. There are so many people in the Tesla community that have used G and his services. And now that I'm in Tennessee for a very special podcast that it will post, it may already be posted actually on the channel.
Don't tell anybody.
But while I was in town, I figured I'd stop by Test Bros and get my Cybertruck wrapped. So I actually want to talk to G a little bit about his business, you know, his passions behind it, why he loves doing this job so much, and why so many people really enjoyed his services. So I guess I'll start with a very simple question. So when did you get started with your business? And so we'll start there.
Yeah, so in 2018, I got my first Tesla, which was in July, and it was made in a tent. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So it was a great build, but got it in July, and I loved it. I mean, I loved everything about it. Prior to that, I had my brother got a 16 Model S, and I thought that was unbelievable. And this was still Mobile Eye, AP1.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I was just... I fell in love with the company, and I've always been a fan of Tesla prior to that.
Yeah.
But one of the thing was I had not issues, but a couple of things that I wanted to change about the car. So one of them was my friends would be super excited to be in a Tesla, and this was still back, like, I was like the only one when I was at Oxford, Mississippi, right? Mm-hmm. So it was still very intriguing, and they wouldn't know how to exit the door. So they would use the emergency latch.
Oh,
and
yeah.
This was prior to the software update, so it would actually mess up the trim. Oh, it didn't actually go that. Pre all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we were like, there's got to be a label or some sort. So it's funny because now all the new ones have the labels on it, right? But we came out with a decal, and then I ended up that day after I got off work, you know, my full-time job, I basically went to Joann's and Michael's, which is like a craft store.
Yeah.
And then I bought a bunch of vinyl. I had no idea about what this is about. And then I went to Craigslist and bought a little cutter, right?
Wow.
And then picked it up. And then that same day, that night, I basically cut my first thing, which was a K for my niece,
yeah,
for you know, her name, and designed that. And then within 2 weeks, we launched it, went viral, and we sold hundreds of them the first weekend, I think.
Wow.
So it was a community effort. Like, we weren't really trying to make money actually in the beginning. It was just like, and prior to that, I had started blogging under the name Tesla Bros. Because it was me and my close friend brother that just loved Teslas, and we would create blogs about like how to, like, what is a amp, what is, you know, like voltage, and you know, well, what are J1772 and all this stuff. And now everybody kind of knows. But this was back then when information wasn't that.
Gotcha.
Like big, right?
Gotcha. So that was 5 years ago, you said?
2018.
So 7 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And then 19 was like the beginning of the actual business. That's when I incorporated as, you know, Test Bros LLC.
Yeah.
But basically, yeah, the inception was like 18.
Gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha. Okay. And then one of the things that you know, a lot of people... So when they get their Teslas wrapped and everything, what I've noticed is that this is one of the most popular cars to get wrapped,
mm-hmm.
right? So it's like, especially because of the Cybertruck, because you know this thing is like just an open canvas. So what are some of the like type of cars that you really get through with your business? Is it mostly Cybertrucks? Is it Model Ys? Is it Model Threes? Like, what do you usually run into?
Yes, I mean, we do a lot of Junipers right now at this moment. But obviously the 3 and the Y is most of it.
Yeah.
We've done a lot of Cybertrucks now. But we've kind of transitioned because what we're really good at now is basically we scan these cars, we make kits for them, and we design it with people who have never done vinyl before. And I think that's our, you know, cutting edge in terms of understanding that we're working with beginners. So we're not designing for the pros where they know how to stretch and all that stuff. So that's why we tried to make a kit, and then we send it out, and then we support it, and then help you so that you can do it and save almost like 3 to 5 times more cost savings in terms of if you took it to a shop.
Gotcha.
And I think both options, we're not trying to replace shops or anything, because shops, you know, have its place, but we're basically the people who want to do it but don't want to spend, let's say, like $7,000 to $10,000 sometimes, right?
Yeah, yeah.
To do it.
You want to give basically customers an option to do it themselves and make it easy for them to do it. Do we have one of those kits here, by the way, that we can?
It's in the warehouse.
Okay.
But yeah, we can show you in a bit.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah. So we'll make sure to show you that the kit. So. So talk a little bit more about that kit, because that was something like you and I were talking offline before we started recording. It's like something that's become really, really successful. So can you talk about why it's become so successful?
Yeah, so I mean, we wanted to launch a product that to me was the hardest to install. So for me, the hardest to install was actually PPF.
Yeah.
Tint is hard.
And PPF is paint protection film.
Paint protection film. Yeah. And now the color PPF, which is what we're doing to yours, is becoming just... It's blowing up. It's been blowing up for the last 2 years, but even more so this year.
And if I'm not wrong, the reason why it's been blowing up is because colors usually were more a vinyl thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas like
exactly.
Vinyl is like a thinner material. It is not as durable.
Yes.
Whereas PPF was really just clear, I guess, back in the
day. It was clear and matte, right?
Okay, yeah.
And they're about 8 mil thick. They're polyurethane, which means that it's a self-healing material. And it's a little bit more gummier in a way.
Yeah.
Whereas vinyl is actually PVC, which is polyvinyl chloride, which is it's plastic, but it's basically a thin layer. It's much like 3.5, 4.5.
Gotcha.
So, and it doesn't self-heal to the extent that PPF does. So back then, color PPF has been around for a long time, but it was one, insanely expensive, or two, there was only like 5-6 colors.
Mm.
So if you actually wanted to change a color, like you had so many white options, you know, you had Lily, Frozen Lily, and then you got different whites, like all these, that was not an option. That was a vinyl thing.
Yeah.
So that's what changed from the PPF industry, where they started infusing way more colors, expanding the offerings, the film got better. And then that's when it really, I think, kicked off.
Gotcha. Yep. So now you're at the point, because I remember when I was choosing the wrap for my Cybertruck, you sent me a swatch, and that thing had like, I don't know, like 100 different colors or whatever.
Yeah, there's a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so that was a really cool thing, because I remember when I was looking for options for our Model Y from, you know, back in the day, or even my Model S, like you said, like the options were very little and they were hella expensive if I wanted it on a PPF specifically, but the vinyls were more affordable. Now it's like you can get both in a PPF. You can get really good quality, and you can also get basically whatever color you want.
Basically,
right?
Yeah. I mean, there's really, I mean, you saw it. And that's kind of like what we realize is when we first did our, you know, Cybertruck back in December 23.
Yeah.
The number one thing that people would contemplate on was like, what color do I get? So we built a visualizer, like a 3D visualizer, but that wasn't enough. So like what we've done now is like, you want to order, we'll send you a whole swatch book with a thick one. And basically we put a return label. You bring it back to us, we'll refund you the whole thing.
Wow.
Right?
Okay.
Because I think that's part of the experience. And we kind of joke around, like, that's probably the hardest part of the install, is picking your color.
Sure.
There's just too many, right?
So,
that was a big one. And I think kind of going back to the original question, like, it was such a, it was hard. Like, when I first got my quote on my 2018 Model 3, it was the silver, you know, that they don't do anymore.
Yeah.
I guess now it's Quicksilver.
Yeah.
But the silver metallic, and I think they quoted me like 10 grand. And back then, I think I paid like 77, because I decked it out, FSD, like all that stuff in 18. But I mean, that's a lot of money, dude.
Yeah.
Like that's more
than a lot.
Yeah, that's more than 10% of, you know, your car.
Yeah.
So it's just a lot to swallow. And then I started looking at DIY, not really a lot of options. And then you could buy it from big brands, but all they would do is just send you a cut kit and that's it. And it was very overpriced. So then when you look at videos, there weren't a lot of resources either. So the resources that you had was like this guy in his garage, like leaning over, covering the camera. Every now and then you'll see a butt crack, you know, and you're like, you don't want to see any of that. And then
people do, you never know.
Yeah, that's for OnlyFans, man.
Yeah.
But basically, part of that was they don't even include everything. So then after you buy your kit, you have to go through YouTube. And then you have to go to Amazon, buy a knife or buy a whatever, like all that stuff. And that is so like overwhelming for people.
Gotcha.
So what we saw in the market, and you know, we were the first ones to do it, I think at scale like this, is that we need to provide a seamless experience where you could basically, you get the kit, we build the course, you're familiar with us, we support it, and everything is included in the kit, and then you can do it within, you know, and if we don't launch it, we don't launch it for a good reason. You know, it's because we don't think you can do it. And if we don't think you can do it, we're not going to launch the product. You know,
that's awesome.
So like with the Cybertruck kit, we, like I told you, like we took a car, my Model S, all the way to Austin, drove there. And we were basically scanning them and sizing them. And I mean, we basically worked for like 4 days straight, no sleep.
Yeah.
And then we got it done. And we launched it, I think, within the next week or so.
Wow.
Yeah, so I mean, that's like the whole experience. And we really tried to make it and design. And, you know, I think that's the other unique part is like we actually design our kits. So it's not like we just download it off and then cut it and then send it.
Yeah.
These are our original kits that we made ourselves.
Wow. So it's kind of like it's funny because Tesla has a reputation for having stuff vertically integrated. So sort of in-house, it sounds like you guys are running a very similar kind of thing. It's like you're trying to bring as much inside
100%.
So you can control the whole stack. So you can really customize it to exactly what you think is best for the customer.
100%. I mean, we take a lot of inspiration from Tesla, like the whole vertical integration, first principle, all of that.
Yeah.
Big fan of all that. And, you know, like, let's say, I mean, like the Cybertruck kit, for example, we've made like, I would say almost 10 different edits since launch.
Wow.
But we can do that because we're completely vertically integrated. We get feedback from a customer and say, hey, I think I want a little bit more edges. Okay, great. So like we did a beta testing. We called the file like more meat because we added more edges.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I think Bearded Tesla also gave us that feedback, Justin, and we were like, okay, this is... and then we had other friends in the shop that were doing it, and then now that's the kit that we send out.
Got
it. So I think like that's the beauty about being vertically integrated is that we can actually edit as we go.
Yeah.
Just like Tesla can, you know, they made a lot of changes even in the Cybertruck since launch, since the last 2 years.
Sure, sure.
So I think that's kind of the approach that we'd like to take.
Got it. Is it okay if we go take a look at the kit now?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, okay. All right, we'll be right back. Okay, we are in a different part of the labyrinth here at Test Bros. And so here are the kits, and I'm gonna have G sort of walk through sort of what's in them, what's special about them, in case, you know, you're somebody that's interested in actually trying one of these kits out for yourself, if you like sort of the results. I'll put, you know, we're gonna put videos of the Cybertruck all finished out and everything on the video too, so you can kind of see what it looks like. But I'm gonna let you take it from here. So what are these things and what's in them?
Yeah, so these are, we pre-built them. So this is for, you know, the following week. And we make sure there's a foam, but we provide these bottles. And these are bottles I actually use in my shop. And these are not cheap. They're all the way from Poland. But they're amazing. It has a double spray action. We even provide like clay bar. These are original prep wash, car wash shampoo. This is what we'll be using on your car as well.
Okay.
We've included alcohol, which means that we can't air ship these because that is illegal to do that. We even provide things like gloves.
Okay.
The squeegees, microfibers. This is a wash mitt. And I think one of the favorite part about this is we actually got a company in Wisconsin to basically put exactly 5 mil, and these are the slip solutions. So one of the number one thing about people who are getting started in PPF is like, how much do I put? Well, you don't even have to worry about it. You just little tear this off, you put one in the bottle, you're done, right? And it's like, they used to give syringes. I mean, we did that too when we first started. Like, this is like 4 years ago.
So you're foolproofing wrapping, basically.
We're trying to foolproof it, and basically no variability. We tell them though, let's say you're in Austin, it's hot.
Yeah.
Like you might have to put a little bit more, but you have a reference. This is exactly 5 mL. So we actually package this out in Green Bay and then we get it shipped here.
And you see there's a bunch of them right in there in that little
And we give way more. So if you need like, we say like one per panel and then we add like five more on top of that.
Okay,
right?
Got it.
So basically, and then the rolls go here. And maybe some of these, like this is an example, like we package them like this. It's all barcoded. We try to QC everything, scan everything, and then it goes in a bag so it's nice and safe. We try not to, this is like probably operationally not very good, but we actually try not to stock too much because PPF, you really don't want to just roll for a long time.
Yeah.
So we do produce a head, but not a whole lot.
Gotcha.
We try not to keep stock. It's not good for the kit.
Gotcha. Right?
So yeah, we build them out and then everything is included. We sometimes ship it. We even provide sometimes like a vinyl toolkit, depending on what you use or what you buy. So like this is an example of this. These are prep kits. So this is one of those toolkits. We also have them custom packaged in our factory. And then basically If you're doing vinyl or PPF, actually, we give you this.
Okay.
And what this is a toolkit for everything that you need. So this includes like heat gun. I mean, it's everything, man. Like, we really don't skimp out. This is like, so you got a heat gun, you got a little tool pouch, you get gloves. This is a T40. This is what you need to remove your Cybertruck mirrors.
Okay.
So even that, like literally everything you need, we provide. You got a bunch of this wrap sticks, tweezers, little pimple popper, little edges, magnets, all the squeegees.
Literally everything.
Literally everything. So like, this is the harder way to do it, I'm sure, in a business sense. But we've always been trying to, like, if we're not going to do it right, let's not even do it.
You know? The focus is the customer.
Always.
Like, if you're really thinking about, like, okay, what are the things we're going to implement? What are the things we're going to try to build out from a, like, forget even a process perspective. We want to make sure the customer has everything.
Yep.
And then the idea is, okay, now that we know the customer has everything and they're happy, then on the back end, okay, how do we make it more efficient? So that's sort of how you're thinking about it.
Yeah, we always, I mean, our number one core value is we think about the customer at every phase of their decision making. That's everything, right? So that's our number one core value, because then it's not about, okay, is this going to make us easier for us, but worse for our customers? Then we don't even consider that.
Gotcha.
So we think about our customers first, and then we do the optimization that you just mentioned.
Gotcha. Yep. Okay, that's awesome. And then one of these boxes is, you were talking, so this box will hold everything you need for a car from like a wrap perspective or
yeah, so if you're doing this, these are for front kits. So front Model kits. Y Juniper front kits.
Got it.
So you don't need a whole lot. But for our Cybertruck kit, we actually put like one of these boxes.
Okay.
Right? And then we give you that red. And then we also give you a prep kit. So there's three boxes in total.
Gotcha.
But the rolls are in one box, so it's nice and protected. A prep kit, you know, microfibers, all that stuff, kind of like stuff you see. And then you also get the vinyl toolkit to do all the edges, the heating, and all that stuff.
Gotcha. So okay, cool.
You get it all, and then we basically package it. And we, you know, once you purchase our stuff, you get access to the course. And it's like, my background prior to this is I actually taught at a university. So that background really helped me a little bit in terms of teaching e-courses.
Oh, sure.
But at the same time, we're not trying to like, there's no quizzes, none of that.
Yeah.
But it really is organized in a way that makes sense. And then we've also edited that over time in terms of what makes sense for people. So we really try to even think about, okay, they can start with this piece. We build that confidence there, and then we do this one, and then we think about it at that level.
Wow.
And then we experiment, and then we change and stuff like that. So
that's like a way of setting the customer up for success too.
Yeah,
like, whereas
always.
You're not just sending like, because that's so interesting you say that, because there's so many different products that are out there that gets shipped to the customer,
mm-hmm.
and then the customer's like, well, I'm not really sure what to do with this thing, right?
Yeah.
But then the way you guys are approaching it, you're like, okay, even if like, so for a layman like myself, like if I'm looking at this box, this looks very intimidating for me. Right, if I was going to do this myself. But what you guys are doing very differently is that you're also providing a course hand in hand that, mm-hmm. so this is already optimized to be as easy as possible with like the single pouches and all that stuff. And then on top of that, you have a course that you've designed yourself for your specific product. It's not standardized, it's in-house. And then that course is going to teach people how to use this very specific customized thing you guys have mm-hmm. built. So you're almost like exponentially improving the customer experience, because you're spending as much time as possible in everything that the customer could possibly touch.
Yes.
From like a learning perspective and a product perspective.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that, I think that's so important, because when I first started learning and I got certified with like 3M and Avery Dennison and all these brands, like it's incredibly hard because there wasn't a whole lot of resources. So we're just basically trying to take the guesswork out of it.
Yeah.
And then you get in, you watch a course in this order, and then you do it, you have real support, real human support. And I know in the day of AI, we do use it, but at the same time, I think we don't want to lose that human element.
Yeah.
So the things that, like, if you ask me a basic question, it's like, what color can I get? We can answer that through AI, but things like, hey, I have a bubble here. We have a Facebook group that you can ask that we monitor as well. And then that's, you know, you get access to it once you get into course. And then, you know, we try to support you. So if you ask a question, we try to get back to you within the 24 hours or even less.
Gotcha. Okay. Mm-hmm. Awesome. So we're back at the truck, and we're going to close this out real quick. So this truck is going to, like we talked about a little bit, and we'll have B-roll and all that good stuff so you can see the results before, after, all that good stuff. We're going to put my company logo right here on the side. We're also going to put it in the front on the lower right-hand corner. And then we're also going to put it in the back as well. So I'm super excited to see the final result.
Yeah, you could go to testbros.com and you could search your kit and then purchase it. We are going to add actually Rivian and a couple other stuff in the next few weeks.
That's awesome.
So stay tuned for that.
Awesome. So it's not just Tesla. It's going to be Rivian. And then who knows, you know, a couple years down the line, every automaking model, right? Because you guys are going to grow like crazy.
That's funny you say that, because that's like the first thing that people say. They go, hey, you have it for your Tesla. Yeah. I have a Jeep. I have a Tacoma. You know, do you have it for that? And the answer is no. But we've been working on something in the past few weeks, so we're going to announce something soon.
Okay, not yet.
Not yet, but very soon.
Awesome. Yep. All right, make sure you go check them out, testbros.com. G, thank you so much, man.
Yeah.
Appreciate you. All right, take it easy.
It's Monday morning, and we are about to get started on Farzad's car, and we've actually started. And if you looked at a couple of the things that we were talking about, is we were doing something called embossing. Embossing is you basically put a layer of vinyl or PPF. We decided to go vinyl because he wanted it even more subtle, slightly thinner, and then we put PPF over it, make sure you get all the bubbles out of there, and it looks awesome, super subtle, not anything crazy, which is exactly, I think, what he wanted. So we've already done the side, and if you're wondering, hey, this doesn't align with the top line, yes, we know. We tried it, it looks so worse, like so much worse. So like, we decided, and we also got confirmation from Farzad that this looks better. We did use a leveler, so it's supposed to be straight, but you can see at the bottom, it's actually leveled in the bottom, right? Because it actually goes up a little bit. And of course, we have the Farzad logo right here in that corner. Same thing, we just kind of wanted to put it in the bottom corner right there. And then we got the rear right here. So we got the FZ in the back as well. It's very subtle. It'll all be embossed. And one thing is, this is our new shop. This is our new area, but it's not all done. As you can see, we got one AC running right here. Not so good. So we got a lot of work to do, and it's hot here. So this is gonna be challenging. So one of the things that we did is we have all our rolls cut, pre-cut, and this is actually the same DIY kit that you're gonna be getting if you are gonna do it. And we also have the pillars right here. It's actually gonna be matte black, or sorry, satin black for the pillars, but everything else is cut, labeled, and everything ready to go. But I do go a little bit more on the slip solution when you're in a high humidity place. So super humid here. It's literally like 9 a.m. here, and I'm already sweating. So with that being said, we got a lot of work to do. We have one day to do it from start to finish, and typically we try to keep this for like 3 to 4 days minimum, maybe even longer, but we're going to do it in one because we're doing a solid for Zod. So super excited. Let's get started. We got a lot of work to do. We're going to try to update you as we go, but let's go. All right. We got the biggest panel right here. And this one is intimidating. All right, let me just try to not talk with that. It's very, very bad habits. But basically, just a couple of things. Again, this is not, we've done a lot of videos about the Cybertruck. But the main thing, guys, is I don't actually go all the way in. Here's why. There's a lot of variability in there. So you actually just want to get that down. And then I got that tack solution, which is typically alcohol. It's a lot of material, and we did that on purpose. We'll basically tack it down. I mean, that's exactly what it is. And then what we want to do is I actually want to bring the water down. Yeah, you can keep going now. And then basically just feeding it downwards, right? And if you notice, that's those strokes, like, it's not like long, it's actually very short strokes, kind of like this. Yep. And you can see right here, look at this natural, I mean, I didn't do anything and it already fit right there. And then you can see right here, this is where some of the needs to go in a little bit more. So what I'm gonna do first, you can go ahead, but really focusing on the edge first, bringing it downwards. Why? Because bubbles love just living in the edge. So one of the thing is this area is actually going to be the most battered area, right? So in the Cybertruck, which is fine, but it took us a lot longer to clay bar this area because it had all the bug guts and all that stuff, the fun stuff. But basically, you don't have to remove this. The reason why I removed it is we have one day when you have time and you can let this dry out, you can actually just do it without removing all this. But because we have so little time, we basically kind of expedited it. And I removed the top trim, which sits right here, but it sits really tightly, which means that moisture just kind of sits there. So by removing that, I could circumvent all of that and then basically go straight into folding over some of the edges. And you can see I'm just wiping down all the edges because this area is dirty. And we're gonna do something called reverse rolling. And reverse rolling is helpful when you have something that's long like this. This is a pretty long frunk. Don't have to be perfect at this moment. But once you are, just basically pull it all the way out. And that's it. And we like that method because it works really well, especially when you're doing a solo install. But let's go ahead and get started at this bottom right here. Look at that. It's clean, clean install right here. Go ahead. I know the Cybertruck is super indestructible for the most part, but I'm going to be honest with you. This frunk does take a little bit of damage, right? Look at that. That's how you want it. Use some tack. And like I mentioned in the beginning of this video, we are using definitely a lot more slip than we normally would, just because of how hot it is in this building right now. And then we're gonna go ahead and make sure it goes right to this corner, which it does. Right there, you see that? And then basically, you're probably going, that's too much removal. You're right, it is. But look at this. Now that I did all this, look how much edges I have right there on both, and then I could just fold it over. We just finished the front door. Looks phenomenal. Really like what it looks like. This is what it'll look like once it's embossed. I love it. Very, very subtle. You can see the FZ right there. We got all the edges done. We haven't torched some of the edges. We got the rear quarter panels done. We do need to do the tailgate, one door, and then the fenders, and then basically that's it. But we got a lot of work to do, so keep watching and make sure you click on the subscribe button. All right, let's get them doors. The top. We're basically aligning A and B over here, and these little things, right? These are notches. And the reason why that's important is, look at this hard edge. It goes like this, it goes straight, and then it goes like that, like a 135 degrees. So, I mean, that is aggressive. So you have to relieve that tension somehow. And the only way to do that is to kind of cut that right there. There you go. And we're good. The same thing. I'm just kind of getting it all. And then you just want to make sure at this corner, perfect, right there. This place right now is very humid to the point where if you could, you know, smell us through this video, it would be bad. But I'm glad it's not that kind of experience and you guys can just watch us and don't have to see all this sweating we've been doing. If you notice, you saw that bubble right there. You really want to be aggressive with the embossing. You want to go hard, mainly because water can sit on those edges. So I'm going to be doing that first. So this is our boring PPF. It's like lily gray, I think. I have to actually get the, we'll actually put it in descriptions because I don't want to like butcher it, but it has something to do with lily. And the difference is, if you look here, get a closer shot. It has this metallic flakes. It's kind of like a dirty white, sort of gray. It's not, I don't know, they call it gray. It's definitely a little bit more on the white side, I think. But it has a metallic flake, which is kind of cool, right? It gives a little bit more depth than a standard gloss white that you probably see most of the time, right? And we should be good. And what we do is, while we are done, we'll have someone basically come around and then do all the edges so that we can move on to the next. And when I say someone, I mean the person holding the camera. Like, same thing. We don't have a lot of times. Our kit basically goes all the way in there, and you don't have to remove it. But look at that. Because I did, I just have a lot more room. You don't have to remove it all the way, to be honest. But man, there's some dirt in there. I mean, I wouldn't say this one the hardest, but this is kind of annoying because if you are bulking this, you have to cut this area. There's so much inconsistencies between this pillar and this fender for a lot of Cybertrucks. So you could actually loosen it out from the backside, but they also started putting a lot more glue into it. Like for this example, like this one, this ain't budging. And look how much out it is right here. So you don't want to put a lot of material because then it'll rub as it kind of contracts and stuff. So that's just one thing to think about. And then you're basically going to, you know, work on this right here. And then you got that side. You can see because there's space all the way around here, I'm giving it space to dry out faster.
Good. I got it.
Just go ahead and tack the middle, and then tack the side one at a time. Okay. And then it's gonna go one, two, one, two. Okay. It's looking better and better. Let's see if this completes this look. Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. Can you just pull this? I'll just hold this. There you go. And then just try to. So what we're doing, both me and Dusto, is we're basically verifying the edges. And you can kind of, we tack this top. Yeah, that should be good. It's plenty. And then we're just going to bring it all down, bring it all together. So it's 6 p.m. So I would say in, 6 hours, roughly? We did do a little bit more things that we normally don't do. So some removals, again, because of timeline, right? But check this out, sent it to Farzad, look at that. And he's like, yo, love it. All right, our day is made now, we're good, we're happy. But we're really excited, we got most of it done. I think we're done for today, the team is pooped. And then come back early morning, get everything done. And then we're charging it right now as well. And then he could make his 15 hour trip or somewhere around there. Back to Austin, Texas. So we're done. Cheers, guys. We'll see you the next day.
Oh, hey.
So it's 6 a.m. Tired, but we are finishing it up. Farzad coming in about an hour. They're almost done. So basically, it's a lot easier for the edges to dry when you give it overnight drying. And then what I'm doing is I'm going over all the edges, just kind of torching them. And when you torch it, it basically seals all the, not seals actually, yeah, it does seal by basically destroying the memory, right? These are memory-based films. And here it is. We're waiting for Farzad. Can't wait to see what his reaction is in person. It always looks a lot better in person, but we ended up with Frozen Lily. I believe that's a color name from our Boring PPF. Again, has that metallic flake, so it looks really, really cool. And then we did a pillar delete that goes all the way. This is satin black. That kind of finishes it. It gives a little different illusion of that. We basically did all the FZ embossing all the way through. So we're done. We got this card completely finished. All right, so he's about to be here in like T minus 30 seconds. All right, you ready?
Grand reveal. Damn. Dude.